you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Wednesday, January 11th, 2017. Oh, yeah, the headphones below you. In fact, I don't have the headphones. There we go. Much different. Our first broadcast, are they around the corner?
Oh.
And we're making some adjustments. Jason is in the studio. And here we go. Headphones on. Does it sound a little different? Now, it's only going to be in one side. We still have one little glitch to fix for the headphones, so you only hear maybe half of me. So,
well, that's fine. I'm hearing your better half.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have Jason in our new center here at Lincoln Square. This is our first broadcast. It's Wednesday, January 11th. Exciting times as we get closer. What, 7, 8 days away? Away from our grand opening open house on Friday the 20th. Lots of things going on to get this prepared and ready for you to enjoy and see what God's doing. In fact, Jason just finished praying up that when people walk into the center, they will sense a presence of the Holy Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God is here. And we do welcome him through our broadcast, through our activities here, through the various events and gatherings and the things that we'll host here. And Jason, I'm going to share a few little God sightings updates and then get caught up on some of the things that God's been revealing and doing to you. You were on a little sabbatical, but don't you know, as is typically the case, when you let down just a little after pushing, you get sick.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of coming out of that.
I think it just finally broke last night. My wife was, it was really kind of an interesting story, like you said, a God sighting. We went to bed, and one of the things is I just hate when you know how when you go to sleep and you can't breathe?
Yeah.
And it's just the worst. I mean, you might as well just not go to sleep. And so I laid down, and I was like, one of my nostrils was open, but the other one was so clogged up, and it was just frustrating me. And it was starting to hurt my eye a little bit, and you know, your jaw, when it gets so stuffed up. And my wife, she leaned over, and she started to pray for me, and she just prayed that my airways would clear. So I rolled, she finished praying, amen, and I rolled over and kind of tucked my hand underneath my head, and it was like 2 minutes later, I felt like a pop and a crackle in my nostril, and it totally cleared up.
Wow.
Totally, like, it was so crazy that I think that we went to bed at like 10, and at 1:40, I had to get up out of bed because I was sleeping, but I was like excited because I knew the presence of the Lord was there. Like, I felt like he had just done something. Like, he had actually just, he'd broken that and allowed me to sleep. It was pretty amazing.
Wow. Excellent. Though the power of prayer.
Yeah, it really was. Oh, the power of my wife's prayer, too.
Well, I've experienced a number of blessings. If you've tuned in for the last week through this radio ministry and heard any of the morning programs, it's been one thing after another, and like, how can God keep doing this? But as we continue to pray, you and I and the staff and the team here and our board, that God would have his way through this radio ministry. He seems like he is having his way. Well, he will have his way no matter what, but we get to witness some of these unique things. And let me tell you two kind of really fun stories. Yesterday, Lyle Morrison, who oversees Morrison Home Improvement, he has like a team of guys. They do a lot of painting and cabinetry and woodworking and, I don't know, home improvement. Well, I called him up the other day because the unit next to us, Unit 114, that we're going to get to utilize in the coming days, we want to get it all ready, and it needs some painting. And I always think of him because I know he paints and so forth, and I had him on a Testimony Tuesday last year. So I call him up, and anyways, he showed up yesterday, looked at things and said, yep, we'll take care of that. We'll do that. Yep, just count on me. No charge. I'll get it all cleaned up and ready.
Wow.
So that's going to happen this coming Monday. He'll get that kind of painted and prepped for our big celebration on the 20th and 21st. And so I brought him into the studio and I said, hey, while I have you here, let's do a little radio spot where you welcome the Great News Radio listeners to our open house. And so it was really fun doing that. And I had Marianne in here training her on how to do that. And Lyle has one of those kind of really deep voices, and it was a good little radio spot. So that was fun, but thank you, God, that again somebody has been raised up to assist and to keep our costs down. And he said, oh, I can do this. And then we found like a 5-gallon thing of paint that the mall had, and they said, sure, go ahead and use it. And so,
oh wow,
it's going to really basically cost us nothing.
Oh,
so
wow. That's
good.
Great
price for me. And then another interesting one, this was a listener, this was last week. His story was, he's a professional window cleaner, and I guess because because of the temperature out, he couldn't do his work. So he just thought, what am I going to do to kill time? So he came over here to Lincoln Square. As he's walking in the mall, he saw our bay windows with all the Great News Radio tote bags and information. And so he walked in, and he's like, oh, this is a station I listen to. And so we talked for a little while, and, you know, I showed him around and said, hey, we're in the midst of this grand opening open house. And, in fact, the unit next door we're going to get to utilize, and it has this big 8-foot by 7-foot glass window. And I said, now, what are you again, a professional glass cleaner? Hint, hint. You know, I just kind of get it like that. Kind of a strong hint. But I did try to hold back because I don't want to take advantage of anyone.
Yeah.
But I did have like a little smile, a twinkle in my eye, but with no expectation. And then we went on, talked about other things, and then we were pulling down the BrainWorks sign that was out in front. So he hung around. He helped me with that. He was on a ladder. I was on a ladder. He helped move it around. And it took a little while, you know. As Murphy's Law, there's a screw that was stripped, and, you know, everything takes a lot longer. It wasn't like a two-minute job. I think about a half hour later, and then he's helping carry something around. Well, next thing I know, he leaves. His name is Mark, and he's with Sunshine Professional Window Cleaning. I think he cleans windows professionally, like in Savoy and Rantoul and Danville and throughout the area, and he bought the business about 3 years ago. He used to help the owner who went to be with the Lord, and then the owner was like his second dad, and then he bought out the business from the family, and so he's been in charge of Sunshine Professional Window Cleaning. All to say, he leaves, and so I say farewell. Well, about 5 minutes later, he shows up with the bucket, with his brush, with his scraper, with his window cleaner and solvents and everything, starts going at it, and he said, you know what, I wasn't planning on doing windows today. In fact, my other brush was frozen. It was a real cold day, and he said, but I always prepare a secondary one, and he had that. So anyway, he got the windows all shining, clean, and I was like, what a nice guy.
Wow.
So that was just kind of neat that God used another person that was a listener.
Mm-hmm.
He says, oh, I like Alistair Begg. I said, oh, everyone likes Alistair Begg and Tony Evans. And so he's been tuning in for a period of time, and it was just kind of fun to, again, see how God's working that out. And the mall has been bending over backwards. I haven't mentioned this much because we're still working out who's going to perform or present. But the mall has a little sound system and staging, so how everyone's going to come to our grand opening open house, they'll come through our front doors. They'll see some of the paraphernalia, some of the display stuff. They'll come into the studio, into this special conference room, and then they'll head into the next door through the passageway, that door between us. There'll be the food and the beverages all set out, a ping pong table and some other things. And then they'll probably eat in the food court, and that's where we'll have the live music. Mm. So as far as the live music, I'm still working on that, but if you're a musician or an artist or gifted in some God-honoring, God-glorifying music and want to maybe present for a half hour or so, we're putting together a schedule of presenters. I don't want to say performers because they don't want the glory, but they want to bring glory to God or share their music artistry, whether they're a guitarist or I'm trying to find that harpist. There was a harpist that volunteered months back and said, if you ever need a harpist for anything, and I thought that would be kind of interesting, a harpist. And I'm working on a couple violinists, and maybe we have a piano, or maybe you have some kind of instrumentation that you could share with our Great News Radio listeners. We're going to fill slots from 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday the 20th, and then we'll also be hosting our open house from 9 to 2 on Saturday the 21st. So if you're interested, call the station, and maybe we can work something out. Maybe you and your group can be featured and highlighted, and we'll certainly honor you, and our Great News Radio listeners can be really blessed by your music ministry. So call the station, 217-367-7777. And finally, if you give a donation during this month of January, or you just want to write us, if you write us, that's okay too. The Texas Roadhouse has given me, I think, 350 free appetizer coupons.
Oh, wow.
So those are worth like $8 each. So
yeah, those are great.
Make a little donation to the
station.
Usually
if we go and we have one of those, we'd have taken a bunch of the meal home because their appetizers are big.
Yeah, between the honey buttered rolls, all the peanuts, and the appetizer, by the time the meal shows up, it's your stuff.
Yeah, you put it, I mean, I think we got pork chops one time. We put most of it in a container, and we had a whole other meal.
Yeah, that's a great deal. So write us this month. Your donation would certainly be appreciated. Address the envelope to Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, and we'll make sure that you get an appetizer coupon to the Texas Roadhouse. And those of you that already donated earlier this month, I've held on to your thank you letters till I got these coupons, and you'll get those also. So even though we're just announcing doing it yesterday and today. It goes back to January 1st. So any donation throughout this month. And we're also reviving the 2020 challenge. So new year, if you want to give $20 for the next 20 months, that would really help with our ongoing costs of this radio ministry. And you can find out more at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And then it's like a commitment of $20 a month for 20 months, or maybe you'll increase $20 for the next 20 months, or however you want to give. Maybe some people say, hey, Mark, we'd rather just give once $20 for every month this year, or however you want to work it out. We appreciate your support. Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. So how are you liking the new microphone systems? This really sounds good. Everyone's voice is...
It almost sounds too good because it's really clear. So you're kind of self-conscious because you're thinking you can hear everything.
Yeah,
just get a little used to it because everything's kind of in a different place. So even like where your screen is, where are we at time-wise?
I'm just trying to
figure it out. So.
Well, and I haven't figured out how we're going to... We don't have the window installed yet. I think Jim's back today, and so hopefully in the next couple of days we'll have a window here, and then even shade. So if we have maybe an interview and somebody sharing some of their faith journey, and it needs to be private, you don't want people looking in, we can shut the shades, or we have to get one of those big on-air signs, so on-air, do not disturb. But that's one of the pieces. A couple holes still need to be drilled for the wiring here, and then we'll be good to go. So we're getting close, but I think it'll all come together by Friday the 20th for our grand opening open house.
Yeah.
So has our house been open lately?
What's that?
Has your house been open lately? Our grand opening open house. What about the ship home?
Oh, our house? No. Everybody's been sick. So it's been kind of like locked up tight. Although most of the people we know have been sick too. So during break, the kids' friends have been sick. And it was just like, gosh, we just, draw the shades and went into quarantine mode.
Yeah.
We had enough food to last us forever from the holidays. So we kind of hunkered down and just were like, oh, just... kill us. when you get sick and you're just like, Lord, you could take me home right now. Yeah. It's all right.
Well, usually you and I, around the holidays or the winter time or December, we either trade it back and forth or one of us is down because we always kid about the Schiffo gulp. I've shared that with a few people.
Yeah.
Actually, everyone knows you talk about NyQuil, like Mary and others, like, yep, you just kind of chug it down.
Just gulp it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they put that. We've talked about this. I don't know what the little cup is for.
Yeah.
It's really silly.
Yeah, just like a cap.
I'm committed to my health, my getting better, so I just drink it, and we'll just see, I know roughly where I'm done.
Yes. Once you get knocked out, we've had
a problem with me, though, is that I don't know if you experience the same thing, and I don't think this should be the NyQuil show, but the next day, I'm really groggy.
Yeah.
Like, I wake up, and I'm like, and it takes half a day for me to kind of come back out of the haze.
Right.
Just in time for another gulp.
Yeah. Well, there is alcohol in there. So.
That's what somebody told me, and I don't, I know you too, but I don't drink very often, if not at all.
Right.
And so when I do something like that, because it's funny, because my wife will say, I'll take a gulp of the NyQuil and I'll sit down on the couch, and she'll say, well, how do you know when it's, like 20 minutes or whatever? I say my nose starts to warm up.
Yeah.
She goes, like, when somebody drinks? I'm like, yeah, it starts to warm up and get, like, kind of numb.
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
The NyQuil gulp. Well, and...
A real sanctified conversation we're having now.
Well, I was thinking because oftentimes we're trading back and forth, but my issues, I think, over the years has been allergies. And
allergies
now that
is
I've
a
taken
lot of
a
it.
Few things... This is the longest streak through the wintertime when I usually have whatever, that nose and throat and everything, that I've been well. And I think it might just be a matter of taking some of that allergy relief. And knock on wood, or knock on whatever this is.
Formica.
Yeah. But the fact, this is marble. This is a card. No. Yeah, it looks really nice, though, doesn't it?
You'll Christian see it. Marble.
Yeah. But I'm thanking God that I've made it this far, thinking that my issues for many years might have been because of allergies and not getting sick. Because every time I did the NyQuil gulp, the Schiffo gulp, it kind of works. It knocks me out, but it doesn't make me feel much better, and I don't get over it.
Yeah, I would say that the NyQuil thing for me has never been about healing. It's been about abdicating my responsibility to the problem. I just want to, it's checking out. Because if I take the NyQuil, then I have the perfect excuse, like, where's Dad? He took the NyQuil.
Yeah, he's...
We'll see him in 10 hours.
Yeah, but it does get you to sleep.
Oh, so I mean, the NyQuil puts me to sleep. I've many times taken it because I'm like, you know, my body will figure the rest of it out. Even if I can't breathe, and you go, if I take the NyQuil, I'll lay down. My body will figure out how we're going to breathe, yeah. And then I'm just not going to know what's going on.
Yeah, so,
you know, I mean, just because it's just you and you're miserable, it helps you. It really does. The big thing is, and so our conversation is in two off the charts, you need to rest. And I think that sometimes you're so miserable, resting is even hard to do. I mean, you lay on the couch and just like you can't get comfortable, you can't fall asleep, so you just can't rest.
Right.
And so the NyQuil kind of just knocks you out and then you rest. But it was clear.
This conversation has been underwritten by NyQuil.
Yeah.
Headquarters out of...
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, well, good times. It's hard to contain all that's been going on at the Great News Radio Center to contain my excitement, because the other day I made a comment like, God, I don't know if I can take too many more blessings. And Marianne's like, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't limit him. And I'm like, no, I can certainly keep taking more. But it's like there's so much to just keep talking about and referring and saying, look at all this fell into place. Yesterday, Larry came in and I had the sign that I needed kind of delivered and worked on. Hey, I'll go take it over. You know, it's kind of like how a church should work, the body of Christ should work, where people have different gifts and yeah. This guy does this and this one. Hey, I have these skills and I can help here. And hey, we have this. Well, this, can this be utilized? And I'm just seeing so many facets and people that have strengths, even our wellness walk and our wellness workshop and our wellness Tuesday. All those things came together because an individual walked in here and he had some skills and was a physician and cares about health and mm-hmm. says, I don't need to make money off of this, or I'm not doing it for that reason. If I can assist and help the listeners, and that's going to be turning into a whole ministry where we'll have these wellness walks at the center. And I see a lot of walkers out there, and I said, hey, if there was somebody that gave a 45-minute presentation on how to optimize your walk through breathing and through this, would you be interested? Oh, absolutely. Two nights ago, as I was closing up, this individual walked by and saw these signs saying, I see you're going to be doing conversational English classes. I said, yeah, we're going to be starting in a couple of weeks. Well, I'm an instructor over here. If you need somebody on Mondays... I said, well, we're going to probably do it on Monday and Thursdays. And so I'm going to be meeting up with him on Monday just to talk through, because we'll start the classes the next week. But I want to see where he's at and be comfortable with who he is and know him a little more. But it's just like how all these things keep fitting into place. Even if it didn't fit into place, we serve a great God. But it's so right. special to see him just, you know, coordinate and facilitate and oversee all these things. So.
Well, it's the tension, and I mean, I would right now, I guess, pastorally speak to the listener that the tension of something like this, this new work that God is doing here, is that for so many of us as Christians, we want to kind of stay in our safe Christian place. I mean, let's be honest. We listen to Christian radio. We go to Christian bookstores. We frequent a Christian business. If we hear this, I mean, I don't know how many times I talk to somebody, and they're like, hey, you know, you should go get tires from that guy because he's a really good Christian guy. And that's all good. I mean, well and good. Don't get me wrong. But when I do read the Bible, there is a lot of ministry that happens in non-Christian places. I mean, Paul goes... I mean, I thought many times in terms of this work that God's doing here specifically, that Paul goes to the agora. He goes to the marketplace, and he spends a vast amount of time there meeting people who are unbelievers. But with him are believers. And so there is kind of this thing where we think, well, boy, Lord, why aren't more people coming to faith? And sometimes I think it's the Lord saying, because more of my people aren't in faithless places. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that we're not faithful in those places, but sometimes I think we have to go to places where faith might not exist or faith might be really challenged so that we can share faith.
Yeah.
And I mean, I see that. I see when your doors are open. I see when you're out talking. I was here the other day having a conversation with somebody, and I saw you, you know, kind of up there at the counter getting lunch and talking to those people. I mean, that's all building bridges of faith. And so part of what God is constructing even here at Lincoln Square Mall, or maybe for the listener in their neighborhood or whatever, is when we get out the door and we begin to build bridges with people. Now, look, at for some people, the bridge is going to be a smaller bridge. For some people, the bridge construction is not even going to ever maybe get done. We don't know. But that doesn't mean that we don't try. That doesn't mean that we don't do it. And so I think that, hey, let's spend as much time with Christian folks as we do with non-Christian folks. But when we get with non-Christian folks, it doesn't mean that we act any less Christian. We are reflecting always the image of Christ.
Right.
But we have to be in those places. I mean, I see the power of doing that, you know, the power of sharing our testimony in places. And I love, you know, when you say, hey, you know, at our get-together, we're going to have the music and that out in the food court. Because, I mean, that's in the marketplace. That's, there is going to be somebody during that time who's going to walk by not expecting, not even thinking about having an encounter with Jesus Christ. And somehow they're going to have that encounter because you're here.
All right.
And so I think that listeners, you know, when you think about the Great News Radio Center, let's just be careful not to think about, oh, you know, it's a place. And oh, no, this is God coming into the marketplace and doing something powerful to people who don't expect it. I mean, you've shared with me testimonies the other day when I talked to you about somebody who they walked by and they saw something and they said, oh, I heard about that on that station I listened to. Well, that station you listen to is this station.
Right, right.
Wait a second. You're here? We are here.
Yeah. Well, and there's countless people, especially because we've just recently taped up the windows. What's going on in there? And I'm out in front and I'm doing something.
Those Christians are always doing secret things.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on behind the big door? What's in the Wizard of Oz? Who is that man behind
the thing?
The
yeah.
curtain?
You're the wizard, right?
Yes. But literally, I can't say hundreds yet, but dozens of people, because there's a lot of walkers here.
Yeah.
And they'll stop by or they'll see me out in front or when I eat at Piatto's right in the cafe there. A lot of people might say, Mark Burns, how's the station going? And then you can see people kind of lean and wonder what's going on. And somebody will say, oh, is that what's going on in there? And, you know, I've met with many of the other businesses around, inviting them to the open house. And they're like, wow, now how did you get the unit next door? And so I say, oh, it's a special arrangement that we get to utilize the space. And it's really going to enhance the whole gathering because, like I said early on at the beginning of the broadcast, people can walk in. They'll want to see the studio, obviously. It's a state-of-the-art studio. Wait till you see it. But you'll come in, you'll look around, and then, hey, go next door. There's the food, and Harriet's Coffee is going to provide coffee. Mm-hmm. You'll like that. We just got that secured, and Right Punch is going to do punch, and Giordano's Pizza. I don't know how many pizzas yet. I'll know in a couple of days, but he's going to supply pizzas both days. Now, when I say pizzas, I don't know if that means, like, maybe five or so each day or 10. I don't know. But we'll have some pizza. Ken and Jan Roderick, they're going to do a whole spread of desserts and treats and fixins. And so anyways, people go next door, they'll get those. And then the food court, as I mentioned, that we're lining up different people to present. So we'll see how God puts that all together, and just excited to have you participate. So there will be people from all walks of life in this mall, and bring that fragrance of Christ with you. I guess that'll just come with you naturally, because as you've asked him into your heart, he's a part of your walk and your ways and what you'll witness to. So come on out on the 20 and 21st, and we'll see what God will do. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.